I just think it's time for a very strong round of applause to support Secretary Prather.
This is a meeting of the Bi-State Authority that will oversee the Ohio River Bridges Project. Tyler Allen is in the audience. He usually is. In 2005, after years of involvement in community and government activities, Allen co-founded the group 8664 to oppose the plan to build two bridges over the Ohio River and rework Spaghetti Junction. He supports an East End bridge, but wants to reconfigure Interstate 64, turning its waterfront lanes into a parkway. In the primary, he's sometimes criticized for being a single-issue candidate. Allen rejects that claim, but says the Bridges Project is a critical issue that will affect the city for decades.
I'm speaking in lost opportunity for the city. I'm speaking in actually a backwards vision that will impede development for years to come in our community. It is not a future-facing vision for the city at all.
Allen recently unveiled his first television ad, which mentions the possibility of tolls on bridges and positions him to benefit from anti-toll sentiment. A recent Bluegrass poll put Allen in fourth place in the primary, but he says he'd have stronger support if there was more focus on platforms instead of politics.
I'm just simply saying, as a citizen, we need a whole lot more coverage of the issues themselves and not the dynamics of the race. You know, once again, we're talking here about the dynamics of the race. That loses sight of the issues that are at stake.
I do think that there's something to that. And part of that may be because there are so many people running. I mean, that's a story in and of itself. But we need to be talking about Louisville.
Lisa Moxley is an entertainment lawyer who's focused her campaign on rehabilitating neighborhoods, building new businesses, and nurturing the arts. She says she isn't discouraged by low polling numbers and is planning a final push for votes this week. With about a fourth of voters undecided, Moxley says a strong enough public appeal could tilt support significantly away from the frontrunners.
That's what I'm hoping that the news outlets, that the media will do to make sure that people have access to all the candidates, because the public deserves that. We are at a critical time, and let the public decide, you know, who they want to lead them next.
Well, this is our campaign office, and we think it's the perfect location for us.
In St. Matthews, Shannon White sits surrounded by the yard signs she's been distributing for the last few weeks. White, too, trails in the polls, which she attributes in part to her late entrance in the race.
There is a concentrated group of people in this community that give money to political candidates. And because I got in 3 or 4 months later than other ones, a lot of that money was already spoken for.
White has been critical of the more well-funded candidates. She sent email blasts criticizing them as out-of-touch political insiders. She sees the high number of undecided voters as an encouraging sign that the frontrunners aren't connecting with Louisvillians.
What are people waiting for? What do they need to hear? I didn't enter this race just to be quiet and look nice. I entered the race to really take a hard look at who we're going to elect as our next mayor. And I am being critical because I think that we need to ask some hard questions about where are we headed as a community.
There are two other Democrats on the ballot. Activist Connie Marshall did not respond to an interview request. Burl Farnsley has not run an active campaign. Given the crowded field, it's possible that a candidate could win the primary with 25% to 30% of the vote, and Moxley says the nominee will need to address the other candidates' concerns before winning their endorsements.
Those of us who have been outspoken about issues, we're not going to stop speaking out about them because that's what the people care about.
Gabe Bullard, WFPL News.